So as we sit here, we're just letting the breath flow in and out through the nasal passages. Purak in Sanskrit means inhalation, and Rechak in Sanskrit means exhalation. And just work into that nice two-step breathing pattern. You're letting the shoulders relax, letting the heart chakra and sternum be still, drawing that breath into the low part of the belly. The eyes are closed, and you're just getting in tune with your inner rhythm. Letting your mental wavelength synchronize with the breath a little bit, so everything's just in one flow. And then draw it into a three-step breathing pattern, inserting a space between the inhalation and the exhale. That space is a pause, also known as kumbhak in Sanskrit. So you take your inhalation, purak, retain the breath, and exhale out. And just work into that three-step breathing pattern. Here the whole idea is to slow down all the physical systems of the body, psychic systems. And although we're just breathing, we can feel a palpable sense of calm throughout your whole body. Letting the mind be still, quiet, sanctified. On the one hand, this is a time to start to introvert the mind and just to get a reprieve from all the external stimuli. Just to kind of level the playing field, per se, letting yourself come back into your natural position to regain your balance. That's one way of it. And the other aspect of this is a springboard to go deeper within. Just use each and every breath as a brushstroke to paint a nice deep blue sky, vast. Okay. Human beings like expansion. So let each and every respiration sweep across the great sky. Until you feel like you yourself are just floating light. That sense of levity, of buoyancy, of psychic ease. Do you feel totally still, weightless, unencumbered? I'm just going to give you some time to breathe, to soak up that. The whole art of meditation is working on drawing the mind to that next place, that next level of sanctity, of stillness, of positiveness. Let's gently take the right thumb and touch just between the eyebrows to the Trikuti point. And we're going to try and consciously draw the mind just to that spot, to have it sit there, right at that pinpointed place. Just work on harnessing the mind, seeing how still it can become. The mind actually likes stillness if it gets the opportunity. Do you feel your whole mental arena is glass-like, placid? And then from here, we're going to take an intuitional journey. I want you to find your eye feeling, that center of the mind. Find that most central point of who you are. Seek out that innermost point. It's a psychic space. It shouldn't be hazy. Find that single central point deep within. Somewhere around the center of the head. Draw yourself to a point of purity. And then from here, just cultivate that inner aspiration, thoughts of peace, of love, of joy, of happiness. Those aspirations that lie deep, deep inside, just unlock that treasure chest. And with each and every inhale, come into your center point, and on the exhale, just express all that inner goodness that's invariably within you in just long, slow breaths. Touching every cell, every pore, making yourself new. The mind has the capacity to heal, the capacity to love, to transform. And just tap into that as you breathe. Whenever you wish, you can use your mantra jap or mantra repetition. Or you can continue with that prior ideation. Just making sure your full mind and full heart are completely involved in each and every respiration. So your whole psyche, personality, gets touched with each and every breath. Now we're going to take five final respirations, beautiful long breaths, purifying every cell, cleaning ourselves inside and out, and really letting our inner light shine. On the next inhalation, gently draw the palms together, gently let those thumbs touch the Chakruti point. And here we're just honoring our mind, remembering our goal, our aims, which was most precious to us. It's a time to remember. And then drawing down to the heart, hands, palms at the heart. Just getting connected with mind and heart. Those are the two most central aspects of our human being. If we can stay connected there, then we're good with all our responsibilities and everything else we need to take care of in life. So that's our first and foremost duty in the path. It's just to stay connected to our own mind and heart and remember that at the beginning and close of each and every meditation. And gently relax the hands. Release.